You are listening to Haunted Meat, the health, fitness, and wellness podcast for strange and unusual people. Today we're going to talk about working with what you got, and heck, you got a lot. So let's talk about that. All right, so let's talk about working within your own tendencies, working with your natural way, because your way is a good way. You've got ways of doing stuff, and I think a lot of times we get hung up on, you know, the habits of successful people, or, you know, 20 things you should do first thing when you wake up in the morning super early to have a hyper productive day, and all the clean eating you should do, and all the things. And granted, I'm well immersed in the self-improvement culture. I think self-improvement is a worthy cause. You're kind of stuck with yourself your whole life, so you may as well work on that shit. But at the same time, work with what you got. Work with what you got. If you are really good at like checklists and dates, you know, then work with that. If you are good with accountability, like you don't do things on your own maybe, but you have accountability from other people and you're golden, make sure you got accountability for your stuff. Don't try to go it alone. If you are a loner and you like working weird, crazy hours, up all night one night, sleep in the next, you know, night owl, napping during the day, that's all good, man. You know, there are 24 hours in the day. There's nothing saying that getting up at 4 a.m. is necessarily better than getting up at 4 p.m. If you get the same amount of work in there, that's awesome. You know, I've talked to a lot of people who say, yeah, I wish I could get up early in the morning and work out and do all these things. And it's like, well, you're doing all those things already. So what is the difference about waking up early that you're really after? Oh, well, I would just feel so accomplished, you know, maybe you just need to give yourself some credit, you know, give some credit where credit's due. Maybe write down all the things you did in a day. This has actually been a fun thing that I've been doing for myself lately. At the end of my day, I will do a little journaling, and I'll sit down and I'm not just going to write down. I don't just write down the things that I did on my day that were maybe like on my checklist or the productive things. I write down the unproductive things that I did as well. And there's a method to this madness. So like if I watched a bunch of videos on YouTube, or spent some time on the Instagrams, or just sat in a chair staring at the wall, sipping my coffee for a prolonged period of time, as I am often wont to do when I wake up, you know, in my day. All these things I write down, and that's in part to show me, to remind me, hey, there's hours in the day, you know, there's time to do stuff. If I want to wiggle around, reallocate some of those YouTube and staring at a blank wall hours to something else, I totally can. But also like, hey, look at me having this luxury of time where I spent, you know, a certain amount of time doing nothing. And that way it doesn't blindside you. It doesn't sideswipe you like, oh my gosh, where did all the hours in the day go? Oh, I don't know how my life works. It's like, no, bitch, you know how your life works. You know that those hours were spent doing a thing. And you can reflect on that and it'd be like, okay, cool. Maybe tomorrow I'll shuffle some of those around, do things a little different. That's cool. But work within how you like to operate. Don't necessarily, you know, it's always good to get inspiration from other people. I'm definitely pro trying other things. And I definitely believe that people can change and should try to change things from time to time, right? Maybe you've never been a morning person and you decide, yeah, I want to be a morning person. That's fine. But if you do it and it doesn't work out so great for you, not a big deal. There are still the same 24 hours in the day, whether you wake up early or not. You try a nutrition plan that didn't work out for you. That's cool. There's like a bajillion different eating plans, meal plans that work really well. There's also a bunch that are crap. This is true. You don't want to be spinning your wheels forever. But, you know, you get the help of professionals such as myself, and they can help you guide you in the right direction with some different options. any nutritionist or fitness trainer or whatever, by the way, who says that there's just one way of eating, they are full of shit. Don't listen to them. If they say, oh, well, vegan's the only way, or gluten-free is the only way, or paleo's the only way, or Atkins or keto or whatever the fuck is trending right now is the only way to be healthy and the only way to do things, they are full of crap and they don't know what they're talking about. Anybody who is worth your time, they're going to know about your macronutrients, how many calories you need, how many grams of protein, fat, carbohydrate, all that good stuff, so that they can customize a thing for you. So yeah, work within your tendencies. Eat what you like to eat. Wake up and go to sleep when you like to wake up and go to sleep. If you're motivated by other people holding you accountable, get some other people to hold you accountable. If you're motivated by rebelling against things, do that too. There's a great book by Gretchen Rubin called The Four Tendencies that helps you kind of suss all that out if you're a little bit unawares of how you operate and you're wondering, like, what does motivate me? Do I tend to rebel against structure, or do I thrive in it? Are checklists good? Do I work good with checklists and calendaring things, or not so much? Are you the kind of person that likes to do, you know, a little bit every day when you're chipping away at a project, or pull some all-nighters and plow through in big swaths of time? All these things, they have their upsides and they have their downsides. Everything has its benefits and its not so benefits. And I think what it really comes down to is being like MacGyver. So MacGyver, for those of you who are not in the know, by the way, if you've never watched MacGyver, you should totally watch it. MacGyver was a TV show that was on the tube when I was growing up. TV show, and the main protagonist, the main hero of the show, it was just a guy, kind of a regular guy, but he had this ability to kind of look around at whatever was around him, you know, and he could just, out of whatever was laying around, he could make stuff, right? He could, like, oh, we need a bomb, and all we've got is this old chewing gum, a paperclip, and a ball of dead spiders. Well, cool, I'm gonna put together something to make an explosive device with all this shit we got laying around here. Or we need to get out of this tight jam. I've got this ball of lint from my pocket and some nose hairs and these metal filings that got shaved away from the pipes here down in the basement where we're stuck. And I'm gonna make a thing to open the door. So MacGyver's superpower was being able to put things together to solve problems, right? With whatever he had available. So when you're MacGyvering your life, what you're really doing is you're looking around being like, okay, I might not have the same resources or the same talents or the same disposition as, I don't know, somebody successful who you look up to, like, you know, I might not have the same kind of attitude as Oprah, but I could still do some stuff with what I've got, you know, like you have resources, right? Don't underestimate the power of the resources you already have. Take stock of what you already have. What are your personal talents? What are you good at? Are you good at being consistent? Are you good at doing big challenging things in large swaths of time all at once and then resting for prolonged periods of time? Do you have any skills? Any kind of skills at all? Chances are, if you're an adult, you've got some kind of skills. And when I say skills, like, they don't even need to be good skills, really. It is amazing what you can put together with whatever skills you have. You can kind of cobble it together and make this beautiful MacGyvered Frankenstein's monster of a creation that is your life. And somehow it'll still work. It'll still walk and groan with the best of them. So really take a moment to appreciate what your resources are, what your personal inclinations, talents are and work with them rather than trying to undo fucking everything and start from scratch and say, oh, well, if only I was a morning person, I could do this. Or if only I loved eating only green vegetables, I could do that. Or if only I had juggling skills or a fucking $1 million or an RV, I could do this, that, or the other thing. Like, you don't need all that stuff. You got something. You got something. Back in the day when I was, before I was a fitness trainer, I was an art person, but I didn't have money for art supplies to sell my art. So I started cutting up pop cans, soda cans, pop cans, and making sculptures out of soda cans and pop cans and selling those. And I used the sales from those and also AOL CDs. This was back when AOL had like the free CDs everywhere. Like they would send them to you in the mail for junk mail. They would put stacks of them in the grocery stores, like stacks of America Online CDs. And I would totally like walk up in the grocery store, pilfer a stack of CDs, take them home, cut them up, melt them, twist them up, turn them into like funky iridescent jewelry made out of CDs. And I would basically be creating out of and selling garbage because that was what I could afford to do, right? That was literally what I could afford to do. And then I was able to upgrade my supplies, get some different stuff, do some retail. And then I ended up like getting into fitness and selling off all that stuff and spending money on a personal trainer certification and getting coaching for myself and all that kind of stuff and upgrading my profession. And now I'm a fitness trainer and I've got a gym and employees and stuff. And it's really cool. And we spread the word about health and fitness and getting your shit together because, you know, life is, it should be fun. It should be like, problems should be more like puzzles than problems, right? It should be challenges, not struggles. So take a look at whatever your challenges, whatever your puzzles are that you're puzzling together right now, and see what you can MacGyver together, what kind of skill sets you've got, what kind of resources you got. There's something. I know there's something because I believe in magic and I believe in you and I believe in your power to do great things. And if you're listening to this right now, I know that you're gonna be done with this podcast and sit down and maybe write a list of all the cool stuff that you can do and what you have access to and how you can move forward. There's so much resources. We live in the information age. You can learn to do just about anything. There's no reason to say that you are limited. Even if you don't have, access to the internet all the time or whatever it is, there's fucking public libraries. There's resources out there, man. Don't make excuses for yourself and say, well, if only I had this. You have it. You have the power. Go ahead, use it. Do the dang thing. Message me. Tell me all about what you done did. What tendencies within yourself are you working with rather than against? What talents do you have that you are working with rather than against? I want to hear all about it. And yeah, have an awesome day. Haunt that meat like you mean it. And I will see you next time. Or no, I won't see you, but you'll hear me next time. You might see me if you know me, though, if you live in Tucson. I'll see you at the Nerd Gym. All right. Have a good day. Bye. If you are in the Old Pueblo, that is Tucson, Arizona area, come on down to the Nerd Gym downtown. The Nerd Gym is my awesome gym in Tucson, Arizona. We're located on the corner of Stone and Tool, and we have a whole bunch of kick-ass fitness classes, workshops, fun shit happening all the time. We've got events, we've got actual fitness and nutrition advice and things. Our memberships are awesome. They kind of are a hybrid between group training, personal training, nutrition, all the things you need, all the coaching you need to absolutely crush this game called life and own it and haunt your meat like you mean it. We have got you covered. We've got your back. Friendliest coaches in town. Most accepting gym environment where you can explore your own personal power in a supportive, loving space. So yeah, we're just that awesome. And more even. So come on down, check out the Nerd Gym, downtown Tucson. You can email me, mel@thenerdgym.com, and also like us on the social medias, the Instagram, the Facebook. We are The Nerd Gym in Tucson, Arizona. See you there.